Welcome. I want this meditation program to feel evergreen and connected to what's happening in the world. Coronavirus is on most everyone's mind right now. It's easy to go down that wormhole and get really concerned about it. So I wanted to take today's meditation to offer some perspective. I interviewed an elder a few years ago who told me this story about how during the 1918 flu pandemic, her grandmother lost 3 children in 1 week. So that's the kind of worst nightmare scenario that can put you into a tailspin. But we come to meditation to pull ourselves out of tailspins. Let's look at the flu pandemic of 1918. Between 50 to 100 million people are thought to have died from the 1918 flu. So that represented as much as 5% of the world's population. 500 million people were infected. The 1918 pandemic actually caused the average life expectancy in the United States to drop by about 12 years for both men and women. But the cause of the 1918 flu was poor sanitation. It happened during World War I. The trenches would have been the perfect breeding grounds for infections among the soldiers. The virus emerged when populations, which previously had little contact with each other, were brought together on the battlefield. Even those left at home were still living in closed, crowded conditions that led to greater exposure to the virus. So fast forward to 2020, looking at the current coronavirus, again, we are living in a world with equally appalling conditions. The climate, 8 war zones across the planet, not to mention our own country's stark political divide. This is the first time in my lifetime where there's something that's actually bringing every country, every person together, not by choice, but by desperation. We have to figure this out. Scientists are racing to find a cure. We're sharing the genetic code of the virus, coordinating an international response, and the coronavirus does not discriminate. Now, this might not be true, but people are saying Pope Francis has the coronavirus. So if the message in 1918 was clean up your act, literally, in 2020, it's the same message figuratively. Solve the problem, join forces, figure it out, come together. To reiterate, never in my lifetime has there been something that potentially touches every human being on the planet. So the message today, instead of getting freaked out by what might be the largest pandemic in modern times, let it be the largest wake-up call in modern times. Surrender the battle you're fighting against Republicans or Democrats, against clients, against difficult children. Surrender the battle you're fighting against your own self. We need healing, big time. And that starts with every one of us. A wise one said, healing is a small and ordinary thing. It's one thing and one thing only. It's doing what you have to do. And that begins right here in meditation. Get your mind right. We meditate for strength, for peace, for perspective. If you don't take a perspective of strength on this whole situation, the news will take one for you and it will not be pleasant. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. If you can, close your eyes. Let's come to our centering thought. My mind is open. My heart is free. And nothing gets in the way of that. My mind is open. My heart is free. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate for strength, for peace, for perspective. My mind is open, My heart is free. My mind is open. My heart is free. If your attention wandered, my mind is open, my heart is free. mind is open. My heart is free. Coming back to the moment. The ultimate surrender is to surrender the battles you fight against yourself, against people with different politics, against difficult clients and challenging children. We're facing a potentially global pandemic, which can also be a global wake-up call to bring your most healed, whole self and work together. Now, of course, the news cycle is going to get in your head. It's going to try to freak you out, but only if you let it. This is why we meditate, for strength, for peace, for perspective. Healing is a small and ordinary thing. It's one thing and one thing only. It's doing what you have to do. Get your mind right. My mind is open. My heart is free. Nothing gets in the way of that. My mind is open. My heart is free. See you tomorrow. Peace.